All right. Well, so I want to, before we kind of, we got a lot to go cover in this the next 25 minutes, but Kelsey, I want to just address what you asked about. And, my guru taught us that it was really important to, when we were coming home from a work energy, right? Whatever that work might be, coming back into our home, that shifting that energy is a real thing. It's a real thing. And we carry all of the thoughts, all of the emotions, all of the activities of that day in our subtle body. It's like, if you think of all the things that happened as little sticky notes, right? They've all stuck to us. And so when we come home, he said it was important to either stay in the car and transition, right? Which is one way to do it. Or when we come in the house, to consciously say hello to everybody and then go take a shower. And so if you're staying in your car, you do a mental shower. So you do a breath that goes like this. You bring your top lip over your teeth, so you're breathing only out of your nose, and you go short, shallow breaths. And you imagine that you're just shaking your whole subtle body that extends beyond your physical body. And you're just shaking it. And as you do, all the sticky notes are falling off. And you just imagine them dropping into the ground where they are composted. They are just composted. They're part of life. Okay. And you do that. With a sense of release. And then when you feel like you're cleared, it doesn't take a lot. You take that deep breath and you can go back into the house. If you can take a physical shower, his suggestion was you come into the house, you take off the clothes for the work day, and you either hang them up for the next work day or you put them in the laundry, and then you take a shower. And as you take a shower, you just imagine that the water is literally washing away all of the energy from the day. And in both cases, you end by nice deep breath, settling in, and then some kind of blessing or dedication to just shift your attention. And that can, it could be a mantra. It could be the loving kindness blessing. It could be just an om or an om shanti shanti, but something to just hold the vibration of what you want to carry with you into the rest of the day. Does that help, Kelsey?
Yeah, it does. Thank you.
Okay. And thank you for, I'm so sorry. I lost. Yeah. She gets it. Okay. So, and so for anybody, you know, transitions during the day are a big deal. As many of us know, I mean, one of the times I tend to just like, you know, going from left brain work into right brain work. It's like, going from work back into the house into, whoa, who's coming over for dinner? What world, you know? I don't know why I said that. Nobody ever comes over for dinner. It's COVID, right? But it's like, it was an example. Do you know what I'm saying? And there's a transition, and sometimes literally just a breath and mentally just acknowledging, oh, I'm here, trains us. And little by little, we get to where the mind can make the transition. The mind can literally just patunk, patunk. And I know for myself that it takes me a few minutes to transition back then. You know how you get interrupted at work, especially at your home now, and you're doing something family. Now you got to come back into, you give yourself, to expect yourself to go like this is not realistic. You come back in, you take a deep breath, and it's like you just literally feel like you're coming back in, gathering it back up again. Okay, here I go. It's a conscious transition that way, which I find is very much more effective than just, oh, okay, my granddaughter was just in and we're doing this. Okay, let me come back to you. Who was I emailing? You know what I mean? So, okay. So Ramon, and then to just finish Ramon's question, what is the difference between this process I gave you where you regulate, you allow, you investigate, and then I gave you a choice point between stay with the sensation or investigate the cause and nurture. Rain, the technique that, I can't remember her name. Tara Brach is the one who popularized it. Evan, do you remember the name of the woman on Kauai?
Is it Michelle something?
Yeah.
She's in Kauai.
Right.
It's not Kauai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kauai, right.
Really originally created Rain, yes.
Yeah. She's a psychiatrist or psychologist, a psychotherapist, and a long time meditator. And she coined the Rain phrase. But the only difference between Rain and what we do is that Rain does not go into the cause. Rain is about recognize what's in your body. There's no regulating. It's just recognize what's in your body. Allow it to be there, investigate, explore it with curiosity, stay just with the sensation, and nurture the sensation. Extremely valuable, not new. This technique has been around for millennia. I was taught it, but not by that name, this technique. And you'll see writings all the time that say, just stay, let go of the story, stay in the sensation. Let go of the story, stay in the sensation. And if you stay in the sensation in the body, it will pass because nothing's permanent. It will come back if you thorn tree it, right? And let's keep in mind that this anxiety thinks it is protecting you. This anxiety is not your enemy. It's your ego's way of trying to protect you. And you need to come in with this higher awareness and go, well, no, not protecting me anymore. We need to look at this and make friends with it and understand it. And then it becomes your pathway into maturity and wisdom and grace.
Karen.
Yes, Gina.
I'm getting my thoughts together. So during the Rain process, I could never do the nurture. The nurture never felt right. And one day, I think this was in one of our group meditations, you took us through the technique without a lot of explaining. It was just the technique. We're just doing the technique. And I got to the nurture part and a thought came up, you know, is that Buddha mind, the thought? And this is exactly what it said. I'm taking care of you. I'm protecting you. I'm doing my job. And then as at the moment that came up, I'm doing my job. I just went, of course you are. Thank you. You've done a wonderful job.
Oh,
and it felt real. It felt sincere. The nurture felt sincere. That was the first time the nurture felt sincere. And I realized, of course, it's doing its job. And so after being thankful, I said, and maybe now you can let go a little bit and not do your job quite so well. But that was after months of just doing the technique.
Oh, Gina, thank you.
And being totally relaxed. The relaxation piece is, the soft piece is so important.
Yeah. Gina, thank you so much for sharing that because she's exactly right. I mean, several of you have said to me, I just can't do the nurture thing. And of course we can't. We are not taught in this culture that it's okay to nurture ourselves. We're just not taught. It's not okay. There's all these other things put on anybody to be kind to yourself. Oh my God, you know, and not to mention the whole, you know, never mind. Don't go down the road here. Shoom, come back. Okay. It's difficult for us to nurture ourselves. Let's just stay there and let's really what Gina said, patience. And even when you're working with somebody who's like I work with Nat, enormous patience, because the person you're working with is going to pick up immediately. If you're frustrated, you are of no use anymore. If you are impatient, you've lost it. There was one time Nat was trapped in her mind cycle, and I'm sitting there and I'm trying to think, this is what was going on in my head. Oh, wow. Okay. This is not working. She's really trapped in her head. How do I get her out of her head? And I couldn't figure out how to get her to break the loop. It was like, and she's so smart. She comes up with this circular thinking that doesn't appear to be circular, but I knew it was circular, but I couldn't figure it out because I'm not quite that smart. But what she picked up on was my, I don't know how to get out of this, which, do you remember this, Nat? And she said, you're getting frustrated with me. And as soon as she felt I was getting frustrated with her, she backed up and it was no longer safe. And I had to explain to her, no, I'm not, it's not that I'm frustrated with you. So I just can't figure this out right now. I'm trying to figure out. And then it was several hours later, I finally got, oh, I know what to do. And I told her. And then the next time she came on, I did it. And you know what I needed to do was to stop the thought. And then we were in future thought, future thought, future thought. And she's like, so frustrated with me. What do you mean? These are important thoughts. What, these are thoughts that you need to be taken seriously, Mom. It's like, nope, it's a thought. It's a thought. Be present. And we had to, that's how strong it took to bust that. Kathleen, yeah.
So that's my question. Like, how do I, I've had a recent situation just with Vince, right? With his job and just trying to get him to, you know, cause he's going down the future thought, but his comment, and I'm sure I've said this before too, is yes, but if I don't think about these possibilities, then, you know, then I'm not prepared. Does that make sense?
Oh Lord. Do you know how many times I've heard that, Kathleen, from the little love bug up there? Oh my God. Oh my God. It's a real thing. And that's the discernment, because there is a point of being prepared.
Right. But then how do you convey that you still care, that they're anxious about this, but yet, you know, you can see, because you're not in it, they're future tripping. So that's my
future tripping. That's a great word. Well, listen, two hands went up. Let's see what they have to say.
Okay. I was going to say what my mom has done with me that has worked is she said, you get one. So she's like, you get one time. So, okay. If you are like, if you're worried about, you're going to have a panic attack when you're driving and what's going to happen. Okay. You're going to pull over to the side of the road. And you know what to do, but you can pull over and you're going to be fine. And then after that, you don't get to think about it anymore. Like every time you have to cut it off. So you get one time. If it's really important, you can have the thought. If you feel like you need to prepare, like, you know, I don't know what's going to happen with my job because my kids are coming over. I'm going to call a babysitter. Done. It's locked over. And then you don't get to go back.
Okay. Okay. I like that.
Lisa, what did you have to add? Nat, thank you. Yes, Lisa. You're muted, hon. You're muted.
Okay. I was a person that would like go over the bridge, prepare, you know, which kids had to get unbuckled first, unbuckle the next one from the car seat, which way the bubbles would go, how we're going to roll over the window, roll down the windows, how many, you know, cause I had five kids and every bridge, every time I had a plan and I went over that plan every time I approached that situation. And I had to come to that place, and I don't do it all the time. I'm just learning about it, is where, okay, I know the rain technique and I know that when I get to the bridge and we go over that, I will be presented with the ideas and that I will know, because it, all the stuff is in me already. And that's the thing I'm holding on to, is that I already know the answers. And so when I keep in touch with my big Lisa, my Buddha thinking, my Ishta Devata, whatever it is that is helping me connect to that, I can relax in the moment a little better and sit there going, okay, that will be taken care of. And I don't need to know right now how that will be taken care of. Like one thing really gave to me when someone lost their husband and I said, how can you ever handle that? And then she said, you can't prepare for that. Grace is given to you at the moment. You don't need it before. until right. then. And then I lost my son, and that was fulfilled. Grace was given to me in the moment, and you can't prepare. And so you can't prepare for that bridge, and you just know, you know, it's in you already, because we're all part of that potential.
Thank you, Lisa. Exactly what she said. And I'm going to add one thing to it. When we prepare really tight, we suffocate any opportunity for miracles. Because what happens is in the moment, that person walks by. You're stuck on the freeway. Everybody's driving by. One person stops and says, hey, can I call somebody for you? Thank you. My phone is dead. And I can't, you know, it's like there's an entire world out there that is ready to just be there at that moment. Da, da, da. What you need in the moment is going to be there. And so I just want to piggyback on what Lisa said. And I love the word grace, grace and miracles. In the moment, you already have it within you. And this need to ultra prepare, you literally shut out and suffocate the miracles and the grace, which, believe me, are going to turn out far better than anything you can plan. There is not one thing I have ever, 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 let me stress, ever had what I thought was fall apart that it didn't turn out better than my plan. It turned out better than my plan. Okay? So, wow, so much wisdom in this group. Okay. On that note, we got 8 minutes. So what does it look like to live without anxiety? Somebody shoot me a scenario and let me describe it. And then we're going to talk about, we'll at least get one in. Somebody want to shoot me a scenario?
Like a scenario where you would be anxious? What are you asking?
Yeah. I'm asking you, what does it look like? Or does somebody want to shoot us a scenario they just experienced that in the past would have anxiety and they did not have anxiety? I just want to really end on this note that it is possible. There is a life. There is a world where there's no fear. There's no dread. There's no, there is the apprehension, the nervousness. It gets less and less and less, and your ability to show up in the moment, as Lisa said, confident that you have what you need. Brenda, yeah.
Well, I can share, and I think I talked to you about this one, that before the governor had come in with her decision about the masks for school, I was definitely spinning my head about, you know, what am I going to do? My kids are going to have to go and, you know, not have masks and whatever. And was really getting worked up about what I was going to do. And I at least got to the point of making a plan for my two children. But I finally let go of all the worrying in the world about it isn't going to make the decision. You know, it's not going to make it any easier. And it was like, I went through some of our techniques and I went through the whole process of just going to let this go. Something will work out. I have at least my idea what I'm going to do. And like the next day, the decision came down that I don't have to worry about it anymore because now it's a statewide decision, you know? And so I think it showed me that I do this all the time where I worry, worry, worry. And there's power in just letting go of that. And something comes along, may not be what you want all the time, but something comes along and makes it, oh, why was I spending all that energy on that?
Yeah. And so let's replace worry with any adjective. And what you will learn as you do this, you will learn to trust that you can handle anything. And this need to plan, prepare, all of that. It's like, I cannot even describe how fun it is to just live in the moment and not know what's going to happen and you can, and you get to show up just for what is really happening. If your mind isn't off in all these stories, you've reclaimed these pieces of your soul. Your wholeness is there. And whatever happens, you've developed this trust that whatever happens is going to be wonderful. You can handle it. And it may be not what you wanted in your head, but in the long run, you find out how well it worked out for everybody involved, not just you, you know? And we just develop this really deep trust in life and in ourselves. Kelsey. Yeah.
I just wanted to say, this is something that came up while we're together today, that sometimes I can spend so much time and energy like preparing and getting ready for something that's about to come, and then it happens. But I'm noticing I need to spend a little time noticing that I'm okay at the end and like just taking a moment to celebrate that, because I often just skip right through that and I move into the next thing that's going to cause me anxiety. So just that moment.
But so that's where we want to end it right there. Can you share these little moments that you've realized, these little satoris you've had? Because that's huge, isn't it? We gotta feed that memory, and it's like the man on the train with the water, right? I want to think about, I got the water. Somebody got me the water. I don't want to keep thinking about it. I was thirsty. So would a few of you be willing to share a satori, a moment? Kelsey, go ahead. Yeah.
So I just started a new job this week as a mental health counselor. It's like I went to grad school for it. There was so much buildup for me for this moment. Like, oh my God, this is the test of all these things that I've learned. And I was practicing all of our techniques and it went beautifully. It was just about connection and connecting in real, genuine ways with other humans and being there for someone. And yeah, afterwards, I'm looking back, I'm like, oh, I did it. Like, it was okay. It was good. And it was unexpected. And here I am. I survived.
Yay. Thank you, thank you, Kelsey. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And Julie, thank you for that metaphor you just put in the chat. If you can, maybe should I just read it? I know some people may not have an easy time getting this chat. Julie said... Oh, can you talk?
Yeah, I can talk.
Yay.
Instead, it feels like I've been spent most of my life trying to paint a house with a spoon. And I've just been given a paintbrush and a roller. Like, oh, I can do this.
I love that. I love that. You know what I'm going to do? I do this in my group meditation class. Just take myself off the screen so you guys can just kind of for a few minutes just talk to each other without thinking I'm going to interrupt. So I'm going to take my face off and maybe one or two more people can share.
You know, I can't stand silence. That's something I need to work on. I think for me, I did want to share something earlier was the, I've also used the N in rain to, I have this little card around my house that says neutral witness. I need to be the neutral witness of whatever the problem is and start looking at it from all angles. And that's what I've been doing it too with the N, and that's really helped me to get out of my own ego. And then also with my ego is like, I think Natalie was bringing up, I needed to befriend my ego, right? I was trying to crush it all the time, but it was trying to keep me safe. So those have been that's been my hugest epiphany is befriending my ego.
I just have a quick thought too, that through this series, I've been really practicing staying with the sensations in my body. And at first I would have the thought that, well, but I want to solve it. I want to, you know, not have to go through that. I just want to solve it. And I like skipping steps. And I've discovered that the more I get really good at staying with the sensation. The moment it comes up, like, oh, I feel it in my gut. I feel it in my heart space. I feel, you know, what am I feeling? I go straight to that spot. Almost every time, then the thought comes, like, you know, like, it's amazing that I kept wanting the thought to come first, the thought that will solve it all. And staying with the sensation has been what is solving it, actually, because then I can just let go of that need to, like, control the situation, and it comes. It's just been really great.
Well, and I will say really quickly, I know Karen is putting some thought into how to make this happen, but I will throw this out there now that for those of you feeling a little anxiety that the class is ending, and what am I going to do now? Right. I see nods. So I know I'm not alone in that, that if we can agree to have one email un-BCC, you know, so we can see everybody's contact information, I would be happy to talk to anybody, text with people, email with people, do a Zoom with someone, you know, after this is done.
Well, I think, Brenda, I think what we'd like to do, I think what we'll do is send a survey out and see if there's interest in some kind of ongoing, whether it's monthly, bi-monthly support. Mm-hmm. Because now that you know the techniques, the next step is now we have to use them, the patience and the fortitude and the perseverance to use them, right? And so what does that look like? And so if you can be thinking about that, we'll send a survey out, and let's see what we can pull together for us. Because it's being able to talk to people who are on the same wavelength, you know, is such a huge, huge support. And I know Nat would love to do that. And Brenda, it sounds like you would too. And I'm seeing nods. So
are you going to offer this again to Karen? Because I have a few people I already know that I've talked about this class. Yeah. I'm sure several other people do too, but, please.
I will. Absolutely, Kathleen. And absolutely. I think it's blew me away. Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't for Nat's request is a better way to put it, I wouldn't have come up with this, because this is not the traditional way to teach this class. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there, right? But it was this recognition that, oh, there's the medical side. Here's the mindfulness side. Wait a minute. There's a whole nother realm of wisdom and skill here. Can we bring them all together? Because I know I don't live with anxiety anymore. I don't. So I know it's possible. And let's bring you all here too. And what I want to say, just closing thought then, is, you know, we've walked down the road and we've fallen in the hole, and we walked down, we got out a little faster. We walked down and we figured out, ooh, it is about me. Okay. We walked down and we saw the hole. We walked around it, right? But it's walking around it and then finding the new, just choose another road. That step between 4 and 5, that's where you are. And well, 3, 4, and 5. But that's life changing. That skill to choose to literally not have that old pattern always clawing at you, and to just do it a different way, go at it with a different thought, is freedom. Moksha. M-O-K-S-H-A. Moksha. Freedom, freedom, freedom. And I'd like that to be the thrust of the next, where we go from here, right? Is how do we get you onto that new road? Yeah? Sound good? And so there we go. Well, loves, there's never enough time, but we know that it's all perfect. And what you needed to hear today was heard. And just know that I just adore each one of you. I think you are so courageous, so courageous. And the depth and the quality of your light and your soul is mind blowing. I have my heart just, I say mine, but it's my heart just explodes with awe and love for all of you. So please enjoy these next few weeks. we'll get the survey out in the next week or two, and hopefully we'll be able to come back together and support each other in choosing a new road. All right. Bye, everybody.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye, everyone.